Hello everybody, Gary Bick, naturopath from Maximum Wellbeing, here with another brief episode. And today the title of this episode is all about floating poops. What does it mean if my poop floats? So firstly, a normal poop will in fact sink to the bottom of the toilet bowl. Now, if you're not in the habit of peering down into the toilet bowl after your daily efforts, then I suggest it's perhaps time to look around and create a little bit of awareness, because what's been left in the toilet bowl can give you quite an insight into how good or not so good your digestive system may be functioning. And we know that your digestive system is absolutely central to your overall well-being. You can be eating the best food in the world, but if your body or your digestive system isn't able to process that food and get the nutrients into your blood and into your cells, then you may as well be eating takeaways on the corner every night. So yes, your poop is important, and what it looks like, and even what it does, i.e. floating or sinking, can tell us quite a lot about what's happening within your body. So I want you to consider that a floating poop is going to indicate generally that there is either a inability to process fats efficiently in your body, and or there's insufficient fiber in your diet. And the fats in your diet that may result in a floating poop are really important. But the first thing I want you to consider is, what type of fats are you eating? Because while we need fats, every cell in our body is surrounded by a layer, or we call it a bilipid layer of fat. We need fat for our brain. We need fat for the production of hormones. We need fat to bind toxins. Fat-soluble toxins are bound and eliminated. So if we don't have fat, we don't have health. But we don't want cheap, nasty, toxic, low-grade fats that are rancid or highly refined, because these are really not what our body needs or wants. We want to have fats from nuts and seeds. We want to have fats from food such as fish, if you're a fish eater. And we want to have fats like coconut oil in small amounts, avocados, or avocado oil, and my favorite, good old-fashioned, cold-pressed, extra virgin olive oil. I don't use many fats in my diet, but what I do use, I make sure they're of the utmost quality, because I know that good quality fats are a part of good health. So let's come back to the floater. So the floater is indicating, as I said, either not enough fiber. So that's the first thing to look at. Where are you getting your fiber from? How much? Are you eating a good cross-section of vegetables, plant matter, root vegetables, salads, greens, and fruit to give you the fiber that your body needs? Because if you're not, that's the first thing to address. Secondly, make sure you eliminate the crappy cheap oils out of your diet. They really do you no favors. And then if you're still seeing floaters, I want you to consider, what help can you give your liver and gallbladder? Because this is generally where the problem is going to be. Your liver produces bile. The bile is stored in the gallbladder, and at appropriate times, the gallbladder releases it into the digestive tract to help with the emulsification and breaking down of fats. So if you've got a lot of fat that's not being processed, this is where the problem is. So you might consider some sort of liver or gallbladder support. You can even do simple things such as increasing the amount of bitter foods that are in your diet. You know, the good bitter greens from rocket salad, or watercress, or endive. These all help to stimulate bile production. If you want to have bitters in the way of Swedish bitters or some other bitter tonic, This is a wonderful stimulus, once again, for the whole of the digestion, in particular, the production of bile. Globe artichoke, a good traditional herb, will help to do the same thing. And even a shot of lemon juice in water prior to a meal, or apple cider vinegar in a bit of water prior to a meal, are wonderful, simple ways to stimulate bile production and assist with processing of fat in your body. So these are all quite simple things. They're foods and products that are readily available to help support the liver and gallbladder. But of course, the first thing is, how much fiber are you eating and what quality are the fats in your diet? These need to be addressed, and hopefully you'll find a simple way of doing that. That's all I'm going to say for now. Do you have floaters or sinkers? And what is happening in your digestive system? I'll come back with more hints and tips soon, but that's a short little episode. I hope you enjoy it, and I hope that's been of value. Gary Beck from Maximum Wellbeing, signing off for now. I hope you're having a great day.